Hello, ladies. This is Lenka Lutonska, your Get Fully Booked coach from Advantage Woman, and I welcome you to day 7, the final day of your Money Honey Challenge. And you know what? Congratulations for getting all the way to the end of the challenge. You know, it's the easiest thing to say yes to something. It's the easy thing to start something and not finish. And you, by finishing this challenge, you proved yourself that you're kind of a woman who has got a huge amount of commitment to herself. So congratulations. And I know you've done lots and lots of work this week on yourself and on your relationship with money. You've done so many exercises. So today is about putting it all together and about forming very healthy abundance habits and routine that will help you to create and grow your abundance further. Now, I just like to make a little distinction between what is a habit and what is a routine. So some of the exercises that you went through are, of course, new to you. In your worksheets, I will give you an opportunity to explore which of the exercises are most valuable for you and which of those will be useful for you to take into the future. So at this point, if these exercises are new to you, it's just a conscious awareness. Yes, you consciously learned these things. Now, the next thing, of course, you want to install a habit. So you will do these things for a little while consciously. Whether you need to put reminders for yourself on the phone, or you just need to set a non-negotiable goals for you that you will do these things at a certain time. But that's how you'll form the habit. At some point, they will become your part of your daily routine. So they will be your new normal in a way, just in a way that, you know, you brush your teeth every day and you don't think about it. You just do it. In the same way, you will install these new healthy abundance habits and they will become part of your daily routine for you. And that's the real change, okay? So that's what today is about. Now, I just like to share with you very briefly little parts of my daily routine and daily habits. Some of those I'm still developing. And with that, there will be some useful information for you as well. So there are two crucial times when you absolutely want to start installing new healthy habits. And that is the first thing in the morning and the last thing in the evening, just before you fall asleep. The reason for this is because in this period, when we're falling asleep or when we're awakening, our brain produces so-called theta brainwave. So we don't go just from sleeping to being fully awake. We go through this transition. And in this transition, when our brain produces theta brainwaves, our mind is extremely suggestible. Your mind is open to listen and we're programming ourselves for the whole day. So in the morning, first thing in the morning and the last thing in the evening, please do pay attention to what you're thinking about and what you're doing because it makes a huge amount of difference. It's not time to worry about things. It's time to focus on positive things. So for me, the first thing in the morning upon awakening, I always start to focus on gratitude in a way that I'm already abundant and every single blessing that I'm already experiencing in my life. That immediately puts me in a good vibe, so to speak. So I don't personally write it down, but you can. But I definitely allow myself to feel those feelings. And as I go about my normal daily, you know, morning routine, I continue giving gratitude and also sometimes I listen to The Science of Getting Rich on my iPhone. By the way, I've got that book in every possible version available, so it's always with me. And then I have what I call power hour between 9 and 10 for me. And this is me time. I don't schedule any calls, any coaching calls or anything like that before 10 o'clock because that hour I dedicate to my morning visualization. This I share during the group coaching call, how I do this. This I share to my planning for the day and setting myself for success and focusing on a fabulous day ahead. it makes a huge amount of difference. And of course, the last thing in the evening, I always do gratitude again. I have a journal next to my bed, so I write down a few things I'm really, really grateful for, and also evidence for success, you know, those things that went really well. And, you know, for me, for instance, the things that we mentioned, how to be in control of money, the daily tracking sheet, even though I don't do it every single day, it's just a part of normal routine, part of being in control. So that's me, you know. But for you, something else may work even better. Okay, so part of the worksheet is to think about your daily routine and how can you adjust it so you can fit in the best money honey exercises that work for you. And of course, it's about acknowledging what you've done this week and how else you want to grow further. So this module is, or this worksheet is much shorter than usual. It's very, very easy. However, do not underestimate how important it is, because of course, it's not about a 1 week wonder. It's about taking this into the future. So once again, I thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I'm looking forward to connecting with you further on the calls, on the Facebook group, etc., etc. And I just like you to remember this, because it's so bloody true. There is absolutely nothing you cannot be, do, or have. You are freaking amazing. So for now, thank you very much. Bye-bye.